Armageddon Part 3. We turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 16 and verse 16, the only place in the Bible where the word Armageddon is used, and we read this. And they gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Notice it doesn't necessarily say in the Hebrew language. We're going to delve into Hebrew history and ask, can we find a model for the Battle of Armageddon from Hebrew history? And sure enough, there were two famous battles fought in the Valley of Megiddo concerning or around two mountains. One was Mount Tabor, the other was the Hill of Moreh. And so the first one, found in Judges, the fourth chapter, God told Deborah the prophetess, said, it's about time. They have suppressed my people for 20 years. Tell Barak to gather the forces and lead them up on Mount Tabor, and I'm going to deliver my people. And of course, Barak was hesitant when he saw the overwhelming odds or the forces against him. But Deborah said, no, God is going to give you the victory. Barak's response was, if you go with me, I will do it. So sure enough, she went with him. So they gathered on Mount Tabor, 10,000 of God's people, or his soldiers. And down in the valley surrounding the mountain were the tens of thousands that Sisera had put together. And not only soldiers, but he had 900 ironclad chariots. You might say they were the tanks of his day. Israel had no ironclad chariots. And so this was really an unfair battle on the side of the enemies of God. But on the other hand, it was an unfair battle because when God fights for his people are far superior and far stronger than anything that the devil can throw against them. So the Bible tells us in Judges 4th chapter in verse 14, and Deborah said to Barak, arise, for this is the day in which the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. Behold, the Lord has gone out before you. So Barak went down from Mount Tabor with 10,000 men following him. And the Lord routed Sisera and all his chariots and all of his army with the edge of the sword before Barak and Sisera alighted from his chariot and fled away on foot. Now Deborah was not only a prophetess. Deborah composed songs, much like Miriam, the sister of Moses. And so chapter 5 of Judges is an entire song with 31 verses that Deborah composed talking about this battle. Have you ever sung a song with 31 verses? When I lead the music, I limit the songs to 3 verses. And so here we find in verse 9 of this song, it says, my heart goes out to the commanders of Israel, the volunteers among the people. Now, when you combine the commanders and the volunteers, that means the whole 10,000 of the army. Verse 10, who ride on white donkeys. Now, do you suppose that Israel was able to find 10,000 white donkeys? No. So this is something symbolic, prophetic almost. White donkeys, back in those days, when a king was inaugurated or had a triumph, he rode a white horse or a white donkey. So what is Deborah referring to here? The commanders and the volunteers, all 10,000 of them riding on white donkeys. What she's really saying is that they are that God's people, the warriors, are the kings in battle. Now we go to the last verse in this song, verse 31 of Judges 5, and it says, thus let all the enemies perish, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its might. The rising of the sun in the Old Testament is often called the east. They called the east the sun's rising. So let's put these two verses together. God's people are called kings, and they are rising from the east. You could say the kings of the east. It's interesting, the Revelation chapter 16, verse 12, just prior to the Battle of Armageddon, it says God makes way for the kings of the east. Who are they? They are his people that he wants to take home. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.